Yirmiya Perek Mem Zayin Pasuk Aleph Leonishmas Spetzal Al Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak. So we mentioned once before, Tehillim Pei Gimel talks about all of the different nations that made alliances to try to wipe out the Jews, including the Plishtim, Moab, the Hagrim, Ammon, and all of these different countries. And now, up to bat, are the Palestinians. The Plishtim. Sorry, they're not the same. Although, if you read the internet, some people say they are. Asher Hayad V'Hashem L'Yirmiya Anavi El Plishtim. Now comes the word of God to Yirmiya, the prophet, regarding the Plishtim, which is interesting. Because the Plishtim are the ones who David HaMelech had seemed to have wiped out and gotten rid of, and yet the Plishtim remain a thorn in our side for many, many, many more centuries thereafter. But how are the Plishtim related now that they're no longer the great empire that they once were jockeying for position with us in Eretz Yisrael? So this is much later times when they're just part of the fabric of the geopolitics of the Middle East region. And what do we have to do with the Plishtim? Beterem Yakef Faro es Azah, before Paro attacked Gaza. One of the things about Nach is it is current events. It is not a history book. And of course, the same cities and the same places keep coming up again and again and again. So this is actually, again, out of time order. This Nevuah, the Mefarshim tell us, is that this comes, Rashi explains, in the 10th year of Tzidkiyahu's reign, 1 year before the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. The Babylonians lift the siege of Jerusalem temporarily because the Egyptian army looks like it's going to come to the aid of Yehuda. And so Babylon has to meet that threat. But in the meantime, what the Mitzrim did was they raided Gaza instead. And for those of us who know about the Rafah crossing, it's not that hard for Mitzrayim to attack Gaza. I mean, they're local. They don't attack them. They try to leave them to be Israel's problem nowadays. But you see, what goes around, it never changes. It's just eternal. Ko Amar Hashem, says Pasuk Beis, Hinei Hamayim Olim Mitzafon. Behold, the water is rising up from the north. Not the first time. Remember, we had a bubbling pot with water and steam coming from the north before. This has to do with the army of Bavel. V'hayu l'nachal shoteif. And it is going to become a torrential river. Which is funny because Egypt, two prakim ago, was bragging that it was going to be the raging river. But it turns out the river is Bavel. The yishtifu eretz umelo'a. And it's going to flood and sweep away the land and everything in it. Ir v'yoshveva, every city and all of the people dwelling there. V'zo'aku ha'adam. And suddenly all men are going to cry out, they're going to scream, Behelil kol yoshev haaretz. And the inhabitants of the land will howl, and tentafadas will be put up around the world, and the UN will have a problem. I'm sorry, that's actually not what's going on here. This is not Klal Yisrael fighting in Gaza. This is Egypt fighting in Gaza before the Babylonians are going to come and wipe them out there too. Gimel mikol sha'atas parsos abirav. At the sound of the stamping of hooves of stallions, of great horses. Egypt always known for their incredible horses. We know that in Shiras Devorah at one point, stallions are galloping frantically from Yavin Melech Hatzar as they're running away. So there's going to be the sound of the galloping horses, and they're going to look alarmed, says Rabbi Breuer, to the west. But the thing is, the threat is not from the west. Remember, Gaza is all the way down below, and I guess you could come up westerly from Egypt to come and invade, but in fact, the threat is not from the west, it's from the north. Me'ra'ash l'richbo. The rushing of the chariots, the noise that the chariots make as they rumble close. Hamon galgi love, the rumbling of the many wheels. V'lo hifnu avo selbonim me'me rifion yodayim, and the fathers don't look back at their children. Because of the feebleness of their hands. So, the feebleness of their hands, the fathers don't even save their own children, says Rashi. They don't even try to save their kids. Fathers have mercy on their kids. When trouble befalls, you want to turn around and grab your kids and run. But their hands are so weak and they have so little strength to stand up against the enemies, and they're so frightened by the galloping and the wheels and the noise and the overwhelming chaos of the attack that they don't even try to save their own children. They just run for it. Dalet al hayom habolish dod es kol polishtim, because the day has arrived to pillage the plishtim. Lahachris litzor ulitzidon, to wipe out from Tyre, a little empire on the northwest there, and Sidon, Kol Sarid Ozer, every remaining aid, there's no help. There's nobody to save you. The Plishtim are going to wake up. This is not like a temporary danger where you keep your head down and you'll be fine. You can't avoid it. Kishodet Hashem es Plishtim she'eris e kaftor. Hashem is plundering the Plishtim, the survivors of the land of Kaftor, because the Plishtim are a nation that originally came from the Mediterranean. They were, I think, Cretan is the original way of seeing them. And so these people who weren't native to Eretz Canaan or Eretz Yisrael either, the Plishtim and the Kaftorim are brothers, and they have no chance. They have no chance. That comes from Sefer Amos, by the way, the fact that the Plishtim were migrants who settled in the time of the Avos. Remember, Avraham had to deal with Avimelech, Melech Plishtim. Plishtim have been around a long time. They survived a lot, but now their reckoning has come. Hey, ba'a karcha el aza, ba'a. You have to watch out for that. Rachel ba'a, Rachel ba'a. That comes up in Vayetze. You have to make sure that you get the right accent on the correct syllable. Boldness has come upon Aza. Just as a bold head is bare of hair, calamities are going to empty Gaza of hair, of people in it. An interesting phrase. It comes up a little bit in the discussion. We laid Parshas Korach recently, of Korach, Kereach, Koreach, ice, boldness. Korach never lead to anything. They just empty. Nidmisa, Ashkelon, She'erisim kum. Ashkelon is going to become silent. Admosai tisgo dadi. How much longer are you going to cut yourself? How much longer are you going to gash yourself? The Plishtim are getting a little warning here in advance to go run for it. Vav hai chered la'ashem ad ona lo sishkoti. You sword of God, how long will it be before you are quiet? When are you finally going to stop slaughtering everybody? So one of the Mefarshim suggests that Yirmiyah sees this incredible ravagement and actually davens for their sake. You know, please stop. It's terrifying. Hey, Asfi al ta'reich. Gather yourself into your scabbard. Sheath yourself. Hey, rug'i vadomi. Calm yourself. Be still. Finally, Zion. Sorry, a little overtime, but trying to finish the parak. Eich tishkoti v'Hashem tzivalah. But the problem is, how can the sword be quiet? Hashem has commanded it. El Ashkelon ve'el Chof Hayon, against Ashkelon, cities whose names we still know today. The sword has to go to Ashkelon and destroy everything. The sword has to go all over the Plishtim and destroy them. And Chof Hayon, to the coastal plain, Sham Ya'ada. Its goal is there. So the calamities are coming. So the Yisurim for the Jews were supposed to bring us to tshuva and better our ways, but the non-Jewish nations, they're going to be absolutely destroyed. And that goes back to the previous parak where Hashem says, I'm going to destroy them utterly, but I'm not going to destroy you. And this, again, is something reassuring in our time when we feel that the whole world is against us. Hashem has promised us we're never going to be utterly destroyed, but that doesn't rule out the possibility of pretty severe losses, and so we hope only for the best.